This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. British people in London appear to be largely accepting the lockdown measures ordered by the Prime Minister Boris Johnson Saturday as a price worth paying to save Christmas. Johnson ordered England back into a national lockdown after the United Kingdom passed the milestone of 1 million COVID-19 cases and a second wave of infections threatened to overwhelm the health service. The United Kingdom, which has the biggest official death toll in Europe from COVID-19, is grappling with more than 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day, and scientists have warned the worst-case scenario of 80,000 dead could be exceeded. In some of the most onerous restrictions in Britain's peacetime history, people will only be allowed to leave home for specific reasons like education, work, exercise, shopping for essentials and medicines, or caring for the vulnerable. Spain's prime minister on Saturday condemned a series of violent protests in cities across the country against restrictions imposed to curb the coronavirus pandemic. And the surge of COVID-19 after a six-month state of emergency came into effect earlier in the week. The riot police shot blank bullets to try to disperse scores of protesters who were setting fire to rubbish bins in Madrid's main thoroughfare. Meanwhile, demonstrators pelted police with rocks and other projectiles in Barcelona and a second night of disturbances in Spain's second-largest city. In the northern Spanish city, about 150 attacked police with stones, set fire to containers, and looted shops, police reported. Riot police were drafted in to quell disturbances in the wine-growing region. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. presidential candidates and their running mates are trying to mobilize voters in battleground states over the weekend, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Senator Kamala Harris is in Florida.
Well, hello, North Carolina.
That's Vice President Mike Pence, while President Trump is holding four rallies across Pennsylvania.
And 3 days from now, this is the state that will save the American dream.
Joe Biden is my brother.
Former President Barack Obama is adding his voice.
And he will be a great president.
It's great to be with the president again.
Accompanying former Vice President Joe Biden in Michigan.
It reminds me what we can be when you have a president of character.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Greek Orthodox priest is fighting for his life after being shot in the abdomen Saturday while he was closing his church in the French city of Lyon. The attacker was alone and fired from a hunting rifle. Police cordoned off the largely residential neighborhood around the church and detained one person who resembled description of the gunman but was unarmed at the time of his arrest. That's according to the Lyon prosecutor in a statement. It said investigators are trying to determine the exact identity of the gunman. Generations of fans are now paying tribute to Scottish actor Sean Connery, who died at the age of 90. Born August 25th, 1930, Sean Connery shot to international stardom for his sexy charm as James Bond, but it was his later roles that won him acclaim for his acting. Described as the sexiest man alive by People magazine in 1989, the Scottish actor was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in 2000, 2 years after he was reportedly denied the honor because of his ardent Scottish nationalism. He played a series of character roles besides Bond and won an Academy Award in 1988 for his portrayal of a tough Chicago cop in the movie Untouchables. But for millions of film fans, he will always be remembered as first as the British Agent 007, the character created by a novelist and immortalized by Connery in film from the first in the franchise, Dr. No, in 1962. The International Space Station marks a big milestone Monday, and it's the 20th anniversary of the first crew's arrival. There has been a steady stream of people living there ever since. During those two decades, 241 people from 19 countries have visited the orbiting outpost, including several tourists who paved their own way. The station was a cramped, humid, puny three rooms when an American and two Russians arrived in 2000. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.